This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is a bishop.
Please pay attention to what I'm saying.
Mari.
And a piece of advice to Israel. People of Israel, you will never find peace. You will never accomplish peace. You will never live peace ever until both Jews and Muslims acknowledge Jesus.
Islam came in 635 AD. John is an eyewitness, my dear Muhammad.
We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed according to the authentic statements of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That's why I use the black seed by Tasneem, and 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center. Use promo code TheDeanShow for 15% off. And he was recently on the PBD podcast with our friend Patrick Bint David. So let's go ahead and listen to this clip and we'll get your response to it and kind of get your story in between somewhere in there.
They talk about laws. I'll ask them, are you fulfilling that law? Of course not. You're falling very short of that law. So don't tell me you have to do this where you are failing as a leader. Your prophet failed those laws. Your own prophet failed them.
Who?
Muhammad. And all the other leaders.
Such a reporter move.
And the very reason why Muhammad failed, because he's dead. Their book says that. But their book also says about my Messiah, even though the Isa in the Quran is not the Christ of the Holy Bible, totally separate people. We cannot claim something that is not truthful. I know truth hurts. I'm not offending people. I'm speaking the truth. And if it offends you, I'm really sorry. I'm not sorry for that. But let me tell you one thing. Your book says that Isa, son of Mary, went up to heaven alive and he will come back to judge the dead and the living. If I ask a Muslim who judges, they will say God. Well, you're telling me this prophet will judge. So which is which? Has the prophet taken the role of God? Has God gone on vacation and he's come and take his position? No. But Isa is the living Messiah, even their book says.
There's a lot to unpackage here.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Where do you want to start? How about two separate individuals? So he's saying that the Jesus of the Bible and Jesus of the Quran, totally separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he's getting this from. Obviously, we just went over in the previous part of the discussion, we don't believe everything that the Bible says about Jesus, peace be upon him, right? But it's the same person, right? We believe he's a prophet. We believe he's the Messiah. We believe that he's the son of Mary, of a virgin birth, et cetera, right? But we believe that the Christians distorted the message of Jesus, peace be upon him. They made him into a god. And now what he's trying to do here in this segment is he's saying, oh, and the Muslims are basically have to concede that Jesus is God. Notice what he kind of did there. He said, oh, even in the Muslim book, in the Muslim scriptures, that Jesus went to heaven alive and he's going to come back, which is true. That part is true. We believe that Isa alayhi salam, he escaped death and he will come back. But where did he get this business in our scripture about that he is going to judge the dead and the living? That's not the role of Jesus, peace be upon him, when he comes back to judge the dead and the living. The only thing that even if we can give him, right, is that, yes, those who follow Jesus, peace be upon him, when he comes back, who are on his side, they're going to be on the right side of history, inshallah. But he's not in a position of God judging the dead and the living in the way that he's talking about it. So with all the respect to him, I don't know where he plucked this out of thin air, but we Muslims don't believe in what he's saying. So he's not representing our beliefs accurately. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we have to note.
Yeah, I want people to understand this. I mean, and I asked many Christians, this is what I had on the program, and I asked them, do you get offended when we say, Jesus, peace be upon him? And they smile. They right away smile. If we take it back, because they'll call us Muslims Antichrist, but you have this strange relationship with the Zionists on this end, and then you have the Christians supporting this, and when you look into it, they're actually the Antichrist.
Exactly.
They're actually the ones, if you look into it, and we don't want to repeat the things that are said about, you know, something, a soft version of it is common criminal, said by Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Well, what's a common, you're calling Jesus a common criminal.
It's disgusting.
If you call Jesus a common criminal in Islam, you go to the hellfire.
Exactly.
Right? So we love Jesus.
Yeah.
But now historically, academically, if someone, this is a fault, let's just unpackage this rationally. This is a false, this is a lie, because this can be proven. This is the same individual that we're talking about. This is not like he's trying to make it seem like this is a totally different individual.
No, exactly. I mean, it's complete distortion. And, you know, this is no disrespect to Patrick, but David, I'm not blaming him for anything.
No.
But this guy is supposed to be an expert. He's supposed to be representing the Christian religion. He's on the program speaking about Islam, and with all due respect to the platform, he's distorting Islam. He's not representing our belief accurately. Mm-hmm. He could disagree with our position, but don't say that Muslims, we believe in our holy scriptures that it says that Jesus is going to come back to judge the living and the dead, implying that, oh, basically Muslims believe that Jesus is God too, because God, everybody knows, is the judge on Judgment Day. So if Jesus is the judge, according to Muslims, then what? He's in the role of God. He's implying that, oh, basically Muslims believe. We don't believe that. So they have to, you know, I hope that maybe Patrick will see this and or some of his viewers will see this, because this needs to be clarified. I think this priest or pastor, whatever he calls himself, I think he should be questioned about, where are you getting this from? You're asserting this about Islam. It's not true.
Let's touch upon this at the same time, because I've interviewed so many people, hundreds upon hundreds, and really what fascinated people, there's so many different things, but the basic teaching that really draws the hearts, the common sense, the logic, you know, it just blows everything away, that pure monotheism, tawhid in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Mm-hmm. There's no confusion about this. Mm-hmm. Worship one God.
And Jesus repeated it in the New Testament.
Jesus over and over and over. Now you can take, and we'll get into some of those ambiguous verses. Before Abraham was I am. What else can you think about? Whoever seen me seen the Father.
I and the Father are one.
All these can be explained. There's context to
it. Yeah.
But then when you look at the clear verses, right? The Father.
John 17:3.
Yes.
Yeah. This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and separate and distinct, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. What does that sound like?
The Shahada.
Right?
The testimony of faith. Right?
La ilaha illallah. And what? So Mashallah. There's no God but Allah.
Yes.
And Jesus is sent by God, is a messenger of God. That's what we believe. That's exactly what we believe. And at the time of Jesus, that's what true Muslims, those who submit themselves to the will of God, they would have said, just like we say, there's no God and there's none worthy of worship except the one and only true creator. And what? The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is sent by that one and only true God.
How long did you, because there's a lot going on right now, there's emotions right now for our for Christian friends and neighbors. This makes sense. They did a study, over 50%, I believe it was, Christians, evangelical, I think 30%, don't believe Jesus is God. He's a good man, a good teacher.
Yeah.
So we confirm even what the Bible says. Isn't it true that the Bible calls him a prophet of Nazareth?
Yeah.
What are the terms are used? But there's no way.
Messiah.
We confirm. Messiah. Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We confirm.
Son of Mary.
Yeah. We confirm all this.
Exactly.
But is there anywhere in your studies, and was this also a catalyst, and this something that you had an affinity towards, this basic belief of just worshiping the God of Jesus, the one who created Jesus, the one Jesus worshiped to you? Can you touch upon this?
Yeah, so just for people who don't know, I have a background. I was raised as a Roman Catholic. My entire family is Roman Catholic Christian. And, you know, I always believed in God, Eddie. I was never became an atheist or anything like that. Alhamdulillah, that never made sense to me. It's obvious that there's a creator, right? But this idea that Jesus, peace be upon him, was God and man at the same time, and he was God, but yet he came and died for our sins, but God doesn't die. None of this stuff ever made sense to me, so I never really believed in it. And when I read the Quran, and its message was so clear, was so direct, was so simple, and I realized, wow, I could believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. Islam is the only other religion that makes it a tenet of faith that if you don't believe in Jesus, peace be upon him, as a righteous prophet and Messiah, you can't be a Muslim. There's no other religion like that. Now, Christianity's gone too far because they affirm that, but then they say he's God also. But how does that make sense? He's God and man at the same time. Well, God is immortal and eternal. He can't die. But yet he came to die for our sins. And you know, just touching back, because I forgot to mention this, what that guy mentioned, Mari or whatever his name was on the PBD show, he said something like, oh, what is this, like, is the Muslim God absent? Why is Jesus becoming, the judge? Well, hold on a second. What are you talking about? You believe in a God that came and died. So you believe in an absentee God. Why did your God have to come and die in order to save mankind? If he's all-knowing, all-merciful, all-powerful, why would God come and die? I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Who was running the world?
Yeah, who was running the world? So you're accusing us of an absentee God. I'm sorry, sir. But with all due respect, you believe in absentee God. That's mm-hmm. an important point that I want people to note and go and play that clip back. Which mm-hmm. He accused us based on a false representation of our faith, and yet it's actually his faith that has that understanding. But yeah, fundamentally, and this is a simple message of Islam, when I read the Quran, Eddie, for the first time, I actually read the Quran with the wrong intention.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely, I read the Quran with the wrong intention, actually to refute the Quran. Can you believe that? And actually,
like many do.
Yeah,
many.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, the Most High, he still guided me.
Wow.
I don't know why. He must have saw something in me, right? Look, you're doing this for the wrong reason, but look, he still guided me to Islam at the end of the day with the wrong intention. When I read the Quran and I read, they believe in one God. They worship one and only true creator. It's been the same message from the first man, Adam, peace be upon him, all the way to the final prophet with Moses and Jesus, peace be upon both of them. In between, they all came with the same basic message. Worship one and only true creator, right? Everyone is responsible for themselves. One of the verses, and it really stuck out for me, coming from a Christian background, no soul shall bear the burden of another. And this is actually in line with the Old Testament, right? Mm-hmm. The son will not be put to death for the father. The father is not put to death for the
son.
This always made sense to me. I'm saying Jesus and in our religion, and also the Christians claim this too, although astaghfirullah, they actually say, Paul actually says in Galatians that Jesus is a curse. I mean, could you think, Eddie, of a Muslim saying that Jesus, peace be upon him, is cursed? They say Jesus is God. How could God become a curse for mankind? It's just completely blasphemous for us. And so what I'm saying here, this concept never made sense to me. In Islam, we have to believe in Jesus as a prophet, as a messenger who did many miracles. And we can't say he's cursed. This is completely forbidden in Islam. How is it the case that this innocent man, this innocent prophet of God, died for the sins of all the guilty? This is like me, and may Allah protect me from this, this is like me committing a crime. And I show up in the American courtroom and I said, Judge, I'm sorry, but I admit it. I'm guilty. I did it. I shot John. Let's just say, mm-hmm. you know, God forbid.
Yes.
And my friend Eddie is sitting in the courtroom. Right. They convict me. They say, OK, he's admitting to it. We even caught him on tape, everything. They got all the evidence. And then the sentencing comes down. And right before the judge is ready to put the hammer down and tell me I got life in prison or death penalty or whatever it is, Eddie stands up and he say, you know what, Judge? I know Jake did it. I had nothing to do with the murder, but I want to take his place. Can you kill me? Can you take my life instead of my friend Jake? Would they accept that, Eddie? Would the family be happy punishing you for something that I did to their family member?
Mm-mm.
Of course not. This is not justice. They would say, bailiff, I'm sorry, Eddie, with all due respect, we got to take this guy out of here. He's causing a problem in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Right? They wouldn't accept that. This is not justice. And in Islam, we believe that mankind was created with what we call in Islamic terminology, the fitrah, which is the basic innate disposition not only to know the one and only true God, but also to have basic moral concepts like this, a concept of truth and justice, that we know this is not correct. This doesn't make sense coming from our Creator. Would He want us to believe in such confusion? The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. But yet you're telling me God became a man, right? And God can't die and he's immortal, but yet he died for our sins. And innocent people aren't put to death for the sins of their father or the sons. But Jesus became cursed. God became cursed, right? God forbid. God became cursed to die for the penalty and the sins of evil mankind? What is this? This doesn't make any sense to anybody with common sense or some decency or understanding of human justice. It just doesn't make sense. And so when I read the Quran and it gave an alternative narrative that made much more sense, I embraced Islam. And, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me at the end of the day, even though I had the wrong intention.
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we've acquired the future Dean Center property and we want to get the masjid open first. It's all coming along. We're installing the doors. We can make wudu. We've installed the carpets. We have many details to finish up, but it's coming along. Alhamdulillah, we need a new roof. We need new windows and we need a minbar. That's right. We need a minbar for the masjid. Now, if all of you want to be a part of history and help build a house of worship, build a masjid for the sake of Allah, so Allah, the Creator, can build for you a house in Jannah, click the link below, donate right now. May God Almighty, Allah, reward all of you.